Thursday evening, the 25th of February 2021, and I'm here tonight down in the cabin with Larry, with Rosette and Mark and Tulip, and we're going to be singing some of the old primitive And Mark sings good too. So I'm going to turn the camera around. They're going to get a lot of camera time tonight because they're going to be the ones that's primarily doing the singing, I think. I'm going to turn this camera around and see if I can get them both in the picture here.
Yeah.
There they are. And the first song we're going to sing, by the way, I want to give a shout out to Rosette's friend and mine, Louise Dreeves, and Christopher down there on the top of the grapevine in California, Walt Stickle out there in Bandon, Oregon, John Avizito up in Canada, Adiola Sogbine up in Canada, Rose Fenton over in the United Kingdom. And once I start, I get in trouble. J. Michael down in California. Rick Batorik down in California. You all know who you are. Hattie Phillips up in Missouri. And Linda Freeman. I think Linda's up in the north area, Iowa, up in that area, Illinois. Also want to remember, who am I forgetting? Trying to remember everybody. We've got some new friends up in Finland. And we have some new friends from Washington, Tom and Tori, and our friends from Finland is Uusi, and I don't remember his wife's name. Uusi. Dr. Uusi. Not Dr. Susie, Dr. Uusi. All right, the first song we're going to sing tonight is taken from the old. We're taking these songs. All of these songs tonight are going to be from the old school hymnal, the old Primitive Baptist school hymnal. The first one is number 219, and it's entitled Christ Satisfies. Christ Satisfies. I've got to get my glasses on here. Whene'er you need a friend who is all wise, on whom you can depend, He satisfies, Christ satisfies the soul. He has full control, on Him your burdens roll. Christ satisfies, when darkness hovers near and torrents rise, Christ comes the soul to cheer. He satisfies. Nothing of earth is sure. Vain hope soon dies. Things of the Lord endure. He satisfies. Christ satisfies the soul. He has full control, on Him your burdens roll, Christ satisfies. The next one is 404. This is called The Lord Is My Light, 404. The Lord is my light and my joy every day. He leads me in righteous paths all of the way. I follow Him trusting and hold to His hand. I hope He will take me to heaven's fair land. The Lord is the light of my soul. I live every day in His blessed control. His love keeps me singing as onward I go. The joy of salvation is mine. I joyfully praise Him with heart and with voice, because in His love I rejoice. Oh, He is the one blessed light of my soul, this wonderful Savior divine. He leadeth by waters so quiet and still. My soul with His goodness each day He doth fill. My cup runneth over with blessings divine. His love is my story, His goodness is mine. I walk in this light as I travel along. He fills me each moment with jubilant song. I talk with Him often, and sweet is His voice. In this blessed Savior my soul shall rejoice. The Lord is the light of my soul. I live every day in His blessed control. His love keeps me singing as onward I go. The joy of salvation is mine. I joyfully praise Him with heart and with joice, because in His love I rejoice. Oh, He is the one blessed light of my soul, this wonderful Savior divine. The next one is 477. In the book of Revelation, we are told that we are going to praise God, praise the Lamb. And we're going to be doing it for a long time, through the Feast of Sages of Eternity. This is entitled, Worthy Art Thou. Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honor, and power. Worthy of all our soul's adoration. Worthy art Thou, worthy art Thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art Thou, worthy art Thou. Lift up the voice in praise and devotion. Saints of all earth before Him should bow. Angels in heaven worship Him, saying, Worthy art Thou, worthy art Thou. Lord, may we come before Thee with singing, filled with Thy Spirit, wisdom, and power. May we ascribe Thee glory and honor. Worthy art Thou, worthy art Thou. Worthy of riches, blessings, and honor. Worthy of wisdom, glory, and power. Worthy of earth and heaven's thanksgiving. Worthy art Thou, worthy art Thou. The next one is 409. We still going, Mark?
409.
Is the computer still going?
Yes.
All right. 409. This is entitled One Day. One day when heaven was filled with His praises,
One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, a glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed him to die on the tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. One day they left him alone in the garden, one day he rested from suffering free. Angels came down o'er his tomb to keep vigil. Hope of the hopeless, my Savior is he. One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then he arose, over death he had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming. One day the skies with his glory will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved ones bringing. Glorious Savior, this Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day.
The next one we're going to sing is Wonderful Grace on 411, page 411. Yep. Wonderful Grace. I was wandering in sin, far away from home. Loads of darkness swept down on my soul. Then Jesus, my Savior, in mercy did come. Bring grace that can never be told. Grace, grace, wonderful grace that comes from the Father above. May Jesus our Savior forever, I pray, hold me fast in his arms of his love. The love of my Savior grows sweeter each day as the sorrows of life press me sore. For he paid all my debts on Calvary's tree, and my sins just forever he bore. It is grace which has brought sweetest peace to my soul, and courage to serve him in love. If the winters be dreary and cold here below, let me on go looking above. The clouds of war have gathered around. Oh, the horrors bear down on my soul. But his grace will still keep me secure on my way, and will land me in heaven his goal. Grace, grace, wonderful grace that comes from the Father above. May Jesus our Savior forever, I pray, hold me fast in the arms of his love. The next one is called Rest for the Weary.
Yeah.
On 412.
Okay.
In the Christian song.
In glory, there remains a land of rest. There my Savior's gone before me to fulfill my soul's request. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for you. Pain and sickness ne'er shall enter. Grief nor woe my lot shall share. But in that celestial center, I a crown of life shall wear. Sing, O sing, ye heirs of glory. Shout your triumph as you go. Zion's gate will open for you. You shall find an entrance through. On the other side of Jordan, in the sweet fields of Eden, where the tree of life is blooming, there is rest for you. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for you.
The next one is 156. 156. Come, ye thankful people. Oftentimes we sing this around Thanksgiving time. However, many times the third verse is taken out of this psalm, but we're going to sing the third verse because it displays the whole story of the gospel.
Come, ye thankful people, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God our Maker doth provide, for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come. Raise the song of harvest home. All the world is God's own field, fruit unto His praise to yield. Wheat and tares together sown, unto joy or sorrows grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, strengthen we, wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come, and shall take His harvest home. From His field shall in that day all offenses purge away. Give His angels charge at last, in the fire the tares to cast, but the fruitful ears to store in His garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come to Thy final harvest home. Gather Thou Thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There forever purified, in Thy presence to abide. Come with all Thy angels, come. Raise the glorious harvest home.
The next one is entitled 284. And it's entitled Poor and Afflicted. This is taken from Zephaniah 3:12.
Poor and afflicted, Lord, are Thine, among the great unfit to shine. But though the world may think it strange, They would not with the world exchange. Poor and afflicted, yet they trust in God the gracious, wise and just. For then he deigns this lot to choose, nor would they dare his will refuse. Poor and afflicted oft they are, so hard oppressed with want and care. Yet he who saves them by his blood makes every sorrow yield in good. Poor and afflicted, yet they sing, for Christ the glorious conquering King. Through sovereign's perfect reigns on high, and does their every need supply. And while they walk the thorny way, they're often heard to sigh and say, Dear Savior, come, oh quickly come, and take thy mourning pilgrim's home. Poor and afflicted, yet ere long, they'll join the bright celestial throne, and all their sufferings then shall close, and heaven afford them sweet repose. Poor and afflicted still in thee, our wealth of riches all will be, for thou art all our righteousness, and will the poor and needy bless. Poor and afflicted, Christ our friend, our first great cause and last great end. How sweet to know that we will be with Christ in all eternity.
Well, we're glad you could join us tonight. The last one we're going to sing for you is 350, I'm But a Wandering Pilgrim. 350. I'm but a wandering pilgrim here. This world is not my home. I seek a rest beyond the sphere, a city yet to come. Beyond the veil by faith I see a calm and heavenly rest, where I shall be eternally with saints and angels blessed. My journey through this veil of tears is fraught with trials sore. My heart is often filled with fears as dangers hover o'er. Though thus oppressed with grievous cares, at times the Lord appears, delivers from the tempter's snares, and drives away my fears. Sometimes more.